ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be looking at an interesting question. And this question is about who has the highest position with Allah. You know, some people ask this question. They say that, you know, what can I do to be the best servant of Allah? What can I do to be the servant who has the highest position with Allah? Today we're going to examine this question. Fortunately, the answer to this question has been mentioned in the form of a hadith, a prophetic hadith, which has been narrated from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. This hadith is actually also a hadith al-Qudsi, or a sacred hadith. And this is a very famous hadith. This hadith is known as the hadith of Qurbun Nawafil, or also Qurbul Fara'id, the proximity attained by a servant when he performs the obligatory acts or the recommended acts. Let's look at this hadith and see what we can understand from it. As far as the question we mentioned, which was who has the highest position with Allah. The Prophet said, Allah Mighty and Exalted says, my servant endears himself to me with nothing more beloved to me than what I have made obligatory upon him. Meaning the person with the highest position near God is the person who performs his obligations the most and in the best way, the obligations which God has given him. In continuation, God says the following, and he endears himself to me, and he draws close to me, he becomes proximate to me, through performance of the recommended prayers until I love him. Once I love him, I become his hearing, with which he hears, his sight, with which he sees, his tongue, which he speaks with, his hands, with which he acts, and his foot, with which he walks. When he calls me, I answer him, and when he asks me, I grant him. Right? So in this hadith, these acts which bring a person close to Allah have been divided into two categories. One are the recommended acts, and the other are the obligatory acts. The performance of the obligatory acts brings a person very proximate and close to Allah, and he's given a very high position with Allah. After that is the performance of the recommended acts, which doesn't bring him to the same position he would have if he were, performing the obligatory acts. But nevertheless, it gives him a high position with Allah. This high position is described in this hadith in a very interesting way. God says if he performs these recommended acts, God himself will become his faculties. He will hear by God, he will see by God, he will speak by God, he will act by God, and he will become a person whose prayers are answered when he calls upon God. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the person with the highest position near God. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.